Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. You're listening to Rowan Friends. The time is now 9:08, and we're here in the studio, in the new studio, here with Peter Feldman. How are you, Peter?
I'm very well, Rowan. Nice to be back in the studio after last night.
Yeah, this morning, it's nice to be in the morning. I don't know why, the morning is fresh. It's a nice morning. Got beautiful sun. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. Zai Megazung. What more?
The birds are coughing in my area. A lot of pollution.
Moshiko, you were here. Well, I'm here with Moshe Starogard. How are you doing, Moshe?
Good morning. Very well. Beautiful.
So what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about a little bit of business. I must say, I'm going to talk a little bit of business. We're going to talk a little bit about some people, and we're going to listen to beautiful, beautiful songs. Everything my choosing. So we're going to start. I just want to start with something really, really special, if you don't mind, guys. So I've got just a Wake Me Up song from Avicii. I don't know if you like it. You know what? I don't really care. But if you don't like it, you can complain. How beautiful is this song? What do you think, Moshe?
Very nice, very relaxing, beautiful.
Beautiful song, relaxing, wake me up in the morning, wake me up, Avicii. That's amazing. It's part of the song. I took the song from, it's from a video clip that they have. You can actually listen. It continues. You see, it's actually an amazing song. Wakes me up, really wake me up. So thank you for being with us. It's you're listening to Rowan Friends. The time is now 9:12, and you know what's happening in Europe now. We're going crazy in Europe or what?
Yes. You know, yesterday or a day before, the European Parliament sanctioned Hungary. And they want to put sanction on them because they are not implementing the migration law that the European, the EU wants to do, you know, to implement. And there's a problem with Hungary and Poland.
So Poland don't let anybody
that's
in.
That's right. And Hungary also now, it can be a problem because, you know, they want a sanction. But at the end of the day, they must stop because the people don't want to be a member of the EU anymore. Because, happened in Sweden. Look what, you know, the right wing gets very stronger now because it's a wake-up call for Europe. Unfortunately, we must say this, the migrants did not work. They thought Angela Merkel, she thought they would come in and they will integrate in the economy. Meanwhile, they're coming.
It's a very liberal
thinking.
They're
only coming with entitlement. Just give me, milk the cow. You know what I mean?
There's
no input, anything. So at the end of the day, people will start thinking, what's going on? Sweden, that used to be so liberal with the migrants. Look what's happening now.
Yeah.
The right wing got very strong. They cannot form a government without them. And, you know, and
it's about time. It's about time because Sweden used to be basically a haven.
For the migrants.
A little bit of a cold haven, but it could be a haven where there was no crime. I mean, literally, no crime. I mean, I think the second lowest crime ever.
There is now a place in Gatbrook that the policemen won't walk in. Is a
believe
place
it
to
or
go.
Not.
It used to be like Harlem in New York.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, look. The thing is with the migrants, with the migrants that come from the Arab countries, it's not like, you know, somebody very clever says that you know when Jewish people migrate to another country, they wear the clothes of the country. They try to learn. First of all, they learn the language.
We want to assimilate.
Like we did. We want to integrate. Want to integrate.
And they pick up economy.
Yes, and we pick up the economy. You know what? Irrespective to that, when you look at a Jew, except his yarmulke, if he really wants to be crazy, except his yarmulke, you won't feel any difference. He will wear the same clothes. He will integrate with the people. Maybe on Saturday, on Shabbat, he's going to close himself in his house or something like that. But if you're taking a Muslim into a different country, try to make the other country looks be like him.
That's right. You know, because there was a very, very famous Jewish writer. He says, be a Jew at home.
Yeah.
And be whoever supposed to be outside. If you in Germany, you look like a German. If you in Poland, you look like a Poland. That's it.
In Rome, you act
you
like a Roman.
Rome, yeah, yes. Act like the Roman do. That's
100%. What do you say, Peter, what do you say to that?
I agree with you. You know, I'm looking at something now which is a bit lighter.
Yeah.
Can we move in a different direction slightly?
Yeah, why not?
You know, as I recently became a grandparent, and I'm going over next month to see my grandchild in London, I picked up this. It says, "Who are grandparents?" And these are written by a class of 7-year-olds. They asked the question, you know, "Who are your grandparents?" And someone said, "Grandparents are a lady and a man who have no little children of their own. They like other people's children. They live at the airport from where we need to pick them up and later drop them back again."
Good one.
"A grandfather is a man and a grandmother is a lady. Grandparents don't have to do anything except be there when we come to fetch them. They are so old they shouldn't play hard or run. It is good if they drive us to the shops and give us money.
Oh.
When they take us for walks, they slow down past things like pretty leaves and caterpillars. They show us and talk to us about the colors of the flowers and also why we shouldn't step on cracks. They say, 'Don't hurry up.' Usually they are fat, but not too fat to tie your shoes. They wear glasses," and Roy, listen to this, "and funny underwear. They can take their teeth and gums out." "And grandparents don't have to be smart." That's interesting.
Yeah.
"They have to answer questions like, 'Why isn't God married? And how come dogs chase cats?' When they read to us, they don't skip. They don't make it shorter. They don't mind if we ask for the same story over and over and over again. Everybody should try to have a grandmother, especially if you don't have television, because they are the only grown-ups who like us to spend time with them. They know we should have snack time before bedtime. They say prayers with us and kiss us, even when we've acted really bad. Grandpa is the smartest man on earth. He teaches me good things, but I don't get to see him enough to get as smart as he is." How's that, Roy?
It's very nice.
Hey, so we'll see.
After that, guys.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
So I was married, well, I'm already married for 33 years and a half almost. I was running out of ideas on the day, you know, I got married, on an anniversary. I was running out of ideas for gifts to buy my wife. So I talked to a best friend, and she told me to get her something she wouldn't get for herself. So I got her a job. She wasn't happy. Yeah.
She wasn't happy.
Everyone is already married. Even if they're not married, they've got already grandkids. And I understand that in my time, people got married because there was the information. Like, you got married when, like, 22 and a half, like in mine.
There was nothing to do. There was no TV then.
There was no TV too. So instead of TV, we used to make kids, yeah.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Yeah, go for it.
Here's a community announcement from Prudential Investment Managers just for you. A strong community is one of life's greatest assets. When considering your financial assets, always look for a manager who can deliver consistently. As you and your family enter the new year, all of us at Prudential Investment Managers wish you good health, financial security, and peace of mind. Contact Prudential Investment Managers via the website www.prudential.co.za. Consistency is the only currency that really matters. Thanks, Roy.
It's absolutely a pleasure. And don't forget, our WhatsApp number is 061-895-1019. You can also call us on 34519. Sorry, SMS us on 34519. I want to read something I read yesterday, and I got quite a few responses, quite a few emails about it. I say, if you miss Carte Blanche on Sunday night, please note that child trafficking has become a serious issue in South Africa. Be very vigilant and be aware of people around your kids. Also, most important, do not post pictures of your children on social media, especially if they are in the school uniforms. Traffickers have now turned to social media to target kids. Anything that makes your kids' location identifiable should be kept off social media. Our kids' photos are being sold to the highest bidder. The number of kids' abductions have never been this high in all of our history. Please ensure your kids are safe at all times. Open your eyes, guys. This is not a joke. This is our kids. It's our, and it's getting worse and worse. And obviously, in a country when there's no food, the future looks very, very bleak. Not bright. What's the opposite of
bleak?
Bleak.
Bleak.
The future looks very bleak.
Gloomy.
Gloomy. Looks like it's going to get worse and worse. Just, I mean, your kids, I mean, just keep your kids right. What can I say? I don't know what to say. What I want to say, another thing, is that apparently Ramaphosa was speaking to some Jewish people for the new year. And
in Cape Town last night.
Was it in Cape Town last night? And people said that he's really a nice guy, whatever, and land reform will happen, but it will be very, it wouldn't be as aggressive as Malema wanted to be. That's what I understood from what they say. So what do you think about it?
Talking about Malema, there was a story in the Jewish papers. He claims that right-wingers in Pretoria, Jewish right-wingers are being trained as snipers to take out black people. This was a claim made by Julius Malema. And he attacked a certain individual who trains people. Yeah.
The Krav Maga.
Yeah.
Oh, Krav Maga and apparently snipers.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
That's the division he's trying to cause, because he's now isolating the Jews. And he's attacking them, and he's telling a lot of untruths, and he's creating a kind of vibe which is not really healthy in this diverse country we live in at the moment, Roy. And well, that's what's worrying to me.
Peter, I don't blame him. You know, the elections are coming in 2019, and if you won't be recognized all the time and talk all the time about something, people forget. You know, he needs the vote, and the vote only if he brainwashes his...
It's people.
Definitely.
I think you're right. I've got a beautiful song. It's something to do maybe with South Africa, but I don't know if you remember The Sound of Silence.
Yeah, Goldfinkel and Simon Goldfinkel.
Yeah, that's what you remember, but I will give you another one that...
There was also called Silence is Golden.
Silence is Gold.
Holly. I think the Hollies.
No. I'm talking about Sounds of Silence from Disturb. And let me tell you, that's another one. I want you just to listen to that. If you don't like it, please let me know.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Okay, Roy, did you hear about the robber that stole a calendar?
Why would he do that?
I don't know, but he got 12 months.
You know, Chuck Norris was running until the treadmill got tired.
Irene, what's the difference between ignorance and apathy?
Huh?
Ignorance and apathy.
I don't actually know what's apathy.
Is it?
No.
Okay. So I don't know and I don't care.
But you know why Jewish mothers would make the best parole officers exist?
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, they never let you finish your sentence.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
And we're back. Thank you for being with us. Hopefully you enjoyed the song. I know Mr. G enjoyed it. And he says it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant.
So did I, Roy. It's nice.
I think it's very deep. It's very nice. And I mean, you take a beautiful song that was so good always and make it
better,
different. I don't know better, but different. And really, it's the voice.
It's the voice
and the presence.
Depth.
The guy's amazing.
And texture. And
sometimes, you know, in the old days, I used to hate covers. But then you got all, today you got all those beautiful voices that are coming up.
And what's interesting is if you get a hip hop song where you got a song, where the guy is rapping, and suddenly they sample some big songs.
Yeah.
Like I was listening the other night, and they had a song that went its way, and suddenly they brought in the Queen song, We Will Rock You. And then they mentioned another name, and then they sampled. But they just sample enough so they don't have to pay any copyrights on it. So they just like sample the opening bars so you get a feel for what it's all about. But it's amazing how they are reverting to songs created so many years ago which stand the test of time. I mean, classics today, when they orchestrated, when you listen to Simon and Garfunkel or you listen to Queen and you've got a full orchestra actually playing the various parts and bringing it all together, you can see how clever these songwriters are. I mean, they're like classical writers of their time. I mean,
it's amazing. I believe you spoke to Paul Simon.
Yes, I interviewed Paul Simon when he came to South Africa the first time to meet up with Joseph Tshabalala.
Yeah, he made a song about in Africa.
He made several songs. I mean, he recorded an album called Graceland.
Yeah.
And I was the only journalist invited into the studio to listen.
That's nice.
I couldn't write anything about it yet because it was embargoed. And then later when Paul Simon came out, he first performed in Harare It was during apartheid, and he didn't want to come and perform in South Africa. So he did a big concert in Harare. And later on, when in 1994-95, when everything was then kosher, we had the new democratic government.
Yeah.
Paul Simon came and performed at Ellis Park. He didn't attract the huge crowd they expected, but he was so nice. You know, we had a long chat, and he spoke about his career, about his relationships with different
women. He's very talented.
He is very, very bright.
He's a talented writer. I mean, Simon and Garfunkel, for my, I mean, it was one of the song, one of the couple, I'm talking about Simon and Garfunkel, were people that the love of singing, the love of not singing, the love of music came from them. I love the music so much.
When I first wrote about them, I saw the name Simon and Garfunkel. The first article I ever wrote in the Star, I said they sound like a law firm, like an, you know, Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. The lead singer is a Jewish and very pro-Israel Gimple the Fool. I actually met Gimple the Fool.
Yes.
It doesn't look like a fool, to be honest with you. I met him in an airport. I was on my way to Israel, and I think he was there too.
Did he
came on the plane too, yeah. Very nice guy.
Did he come over to you and say hi,
yes,
Roy?
Yes, it's me.
I listened to you.
It is. Very nice guy, I must say. Thank you. He's a very, very, I don't know what's his name. What's your name?
He doesn't want to give his name.
No, all right.
He's just taking the character from Shalom Aleichem.
Yeah, but
it's
fine. So Gimple, I'm happy. The Fool, all right. So what do we have today? You know, today is the birthday of Stella McCartney. Now, Stella McCartney, she's the daughter of Paul McCartney.
That's right.
I think that's the only thing that she can claim to fame.
No, she's also a very good designer.
If your father is Paul McCartney, you're going to be whatever you want to be. If you want to be a designer, you'll be a designer. But in any case, I think only claim to fame is that she's daughter of... and she's third in popularity from all the people that was born today. She's like third in popularity. I never knew her. I never knew who she is. I remember when she was younger.
Young,
you know?
Yeah.
She's 47 years old today. And she's the daughter of Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney.
The late Linda
McCartney. And, you know, Linda died in 1998 from breast cancer.
Yes.
And apparently, according to Moshe, she was Jewish.
She is Jewish. Never.
She was Eastman.
She's still alive.
Oh, no.
She was Epstein and the Eastman Jewish.
Believe it or not. We've got our finger everywhere.
It's interesting how the name Epstein comes up, because you had...
Brian Epstein, the one who put them all together.
He found the Beatles.
Yeah. He found the Beatles.
Well, he had a shop, Northern Music, in Liverpool.
Yeah.
And people came in and said, you know, there's this group playing at the Cavern. They call themselves the Beatles. I mean, they were the Silver Beatles before.
Oh, is it?
And he popped around, and he fell in love with John Lennon, they say.
So he was a bit of...
He signed the Beatles. I remember Decca Records turned them down.
Yeah.
Because they said, no, the guitar groups are going out. It's a famous saying. Famous. I think he got fired, the A&R manager. So he went to EMI.
We should be.
And the rest is history, as they say. They've created amazing music, and they've left a legacy. I think Paul still appears occasionally.
He does.
And Ringo is out of it altogether. And John and
Ringo.
George have passed on.
I love Ringo. I think he's got the best sense of humor. I think
he was in South Africa. You know that.
Was he?
Yes, he was invited for the tennis. We're looking about 1973. I was in Israel at the time, and I remember coming back, and there was a whole hubbub at the airport because Ringo Starr and Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor had arrived. There was a big tennis exhibition match, and they invited all these celebrities. And it was just amazing because the airport was full of photographers. I said, oh, great, they've come to see me. I was in Israel for the Hasidic Song Festival, and they were coming to perform at the Colosseum in that time.
Right.
And the promoter sent me over to write about it and to come over with them. It was very funny.
Guys, 061-895-1019. You can also SMS us on 34519. This song is especially for Gimple the Fool. So it was by... It's a Lemon Tree by Fool's Gardens. I want you to tell me what you think about that song. This is a nice song. I think so. So this is for you, Gimple.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Like I said before, Freddie Mercury.
I think he was only second to Michael Jackson in his stage performance.
He was amazing. Because of that was a complication of AIDS from bronchopneumonia. Same as Eitan, yeah. But Eitan without the AIDS, yeah?
With the smokes.
He said, "I dress to kill, but tastefully." That's what he said.
Baby.
Yeah. I will be doing 20 years' time. I'll be dead, darling. Are you crazy?
Darling.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he said.
You know how he would talk in Hebrew if he was Israeli.
How?
Hi, Metuka.
All right. He said also, I like to be surrounded by splendid things. I don't want to say too much, but maybe one of those splendid things was Peter. Now, Peter is listening to us over the radio. We'll ask him tomorrow.
We never promise we stop.
Red tape, it's red tape. It's on him.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for staying with us. 061-895-1019. That's our WhatsApp number, 34519. It's our SMS number. It'll cost you $1.50. The time is now 9:39. We've got 10 minutes to go. So, you know, someone sent me an SMS saying, I think the Eastman family owned Kodak. I think you're right.
They are right.
I think you're right. And, you know, to own Kodak at those times, Kodak was a big name.
And that's why Linda was such an amazing photographer. Her work appeared all over in the major magazines and newspapers before she met.
So it's all who you know.
It helps, Roy.
It's all who you know. Thanks, Roy, for the kind words. Great song, Gimple. Oh, I like the Gimple without a fool. I know. Anyway, back here at the studio. And there's so many things to discuss. I don't know where to start. I think this new year, we can... and when I say I'm looking at Moshe and think Liverpool. I'm not thinking.
It's a big match. Big match.
Big match now. We've got the weekend.
This Sunday, Saturday.
What is it? 1 o'clock, I think.
I think
1 o'clock. And we've got against Tottenham. Moshe likes Tottenham. I mean, what do you think?
I think Liverpool
it's
again.
It's at Tottenham.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You know, we were together on Tuesday night.
Yeah, with Avi.
That's right. And we saw Spain beating Croatia 6-0.
Believe it or not.
Would
it's
you
impossible.
Ever thought about
nah, never.
It's so unpredictable. So today you cannot even, you don't know what's going on.
Nah, you're right. You're right.
Well, that's the beauty of sport, Roy. Lost.
I
mean,
it's a team against a team. When you're talking about two boxers going on the stage, you know, there's one is superior. On the ring, sorry. When you look at both of them come on the ring, and you know, it's an ultimate fight. For me, boxing is ultimate fight because it's one against the other. There's no one in the middle that disturbs.
Except the referee.
Yeah, the referee doesn't disturb them.
as long as he gets knocked out.
Yeah. So it's ultimate. It's one against the other. But a team, to work like a team, it's like an engine. That has to work. Everything must work perfectly. Sleeves have to move exactly
but
the same.
When you're watching a team smoothly playing, and it's all orchestrated.
Yeah.
And they pass the ball. They lift it up into the air. And the guy's at the corner. And he catches the ball. And he takes it with his feet. Yeah. And then he swerves in and swerves out. And he goes towards goal. And everybody's screaming, is he going to score? And then he kicks.
Today they're such a professional.
They're
so professionals. They are amazing. I mean, you're taking guys that they've got training academies. Meaning since the age of like 7 or 8, they start teaching them how to play soccer. And they're just amazing. I mean,
people like David Beckham came through the academy at Manchester United.
What amazing.
They discovered him as a youngster, as 8, 9, 10. And he became one of the world's great footballers.
How amazing. Not just him. I mean,
Rooney.
I mean, you're looking at a lot of great. I mean, Steven Gerrard. You're looking at the amazing people that grew up.
And now there's a whole new generation of youngsters.
And the new generation, amazing.
Sure.
They're amazing. I mean, looking at 21-year-olds that, like, looking at Mbappe, he's like 19. I mean, Mbappe is amazing.
The French guy.
Yeah, from Paris Saint-Germain. Yes. How amazing.
But he was amazing when you watched the World Cup, when he was playing for France.
And he runs it. Oh, I mean, it's amazing. Those people are... I don't know what to say.
That's why they are professionals. They are not amateurs.
There's no amateurs,
know.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, when you're professional, if you don't perform, you're out. You must perform all the time. Therefore, you must get better and better. Because one thing you must remember, it's a very limited time. They cannot play forever. 10, 15 years top.
There's a limit, yes.
Looking at Milner, by the way, he looks like he's going to play forever. I mean, he's getting better with time, believe it or not.
Yeah.
He's amazing, huh? Really, James Milner.
Yeah.
I must
and
say,
Jordan Henderson also.
Jordan Henderson's good. Jordan Henderson, I mean, someone said to him, I think it was, what was the former manager's name, Liverpool manager?
Anyway,
Brendan Rodgers.
Brendan Rodgers said that that he is actually a runner turned footballer.
Oh, really? So,
yeah, because he could. I mean, he can run. I mean, he can mow the lawn there. In, I mean, he can. This guy can run. I mean, you can't say. I mean,
how many kilometers they do during a match?
They do 11 kilometers on average in hour, every hour and a half. Now think about it. Sometimes they've got two or two and a half, call it, games a week. Yeah. That's not a joke. Over 3 days to have a game.
And then if you're playing in the Championship League.
Yeah, but I'm, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
I mean, in 15 days now, they're going to have five games.
That's crazy. Why it's always pressure on them, you know. And, you know, to ask for performance,
yeah,
it's something, you know. And if they perform, it's something unbelievable. Because there's a pressure over there. As Peter said, and you said, you know, there's a couple of games.
Yeah.
And, you know, and... each game you must perform.
You have to perform. You have to run one game after the other.
So do you think their incredible salaries that they earn every week is justified?
Yes. Yeah. No, I don't think so. No, I really don't.
I mean, we're in another level now because people were saying, I mean, they were earning like £250,000 a week, some of these guys.
You know how much?
Yes, Rooney used to get it. £300,000. Well, first, 300 a week.
You know how much money gets now Cristiano Ronaldo
Juventus.
At Juventus.
Yes. Yes.
30 million euros a year. That makes about, what does it make?
30 million.
Yeah, 30 million euros.
Don't look at me.
There's 50
million, 30 million, yeah, 500 million pounds or something like this.
No. 30 million euros a year. He used to earn 15 million euros. Now he earns 30 million euros a week.
And he's got to deliver, Roy. He's got to deliver.
Yeah, he's got to deliver. Look, he's 34.
I mean, look
he's
at
34
Paul,
already.
Paul Pogba?
Pogba, yeah.
Well, they paid so much money for him, and he had an off-season. He wasn't doing
I think he's going. I think that's the manager rather than him. I think he's an amazing guy. I think he's a great player, and he's very good for...
And you believe all the stories coming out of the dressing room about Mourinho? About how they don't like him, and he's causing a division within the players, and that's why they're not doing as well as they should.
I think so, because the manager plays big games.
Jose. Oh, you listen to him being interviewed. Oh, yes. He never smiles. He's all gloom and doom.
That's
and
what I like about the Liverpool Klopp. Manager. Yeah, he's
Klopp.
Yeah, he's just
no. Mourinho cannot even speak English. He's translating from Portuguese into English.
Well, that's
and you don't understand what he's saying.
Yeah, let me tell you. So I'm. If you don't mind, you know what I want to do? I want to actually play a song from George Harrison. Do you remember My Sweet
Lord? Lord.
My Sweet Lord. Yeah. It's one of my best songs. For me, it's one of my best songs. And we don't have much time. So today is more of a singing day because it's the beginning of a new era. It's a new year for us and for the three of us and to most of our listeners. And I think this year is going to be such a great year. And let me tell you something about thinking. If you think it's going to be a bad year, it will be a bad year. So I want you just to concentrate on how good is it going to be. It's going to be a great year. We're all going to work together. And everything we want.
Put out positive vibrations.
Yes. So everything we want will come right. Listen to George.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
There was this guy, a junkie, walks next to the zoo. He wants to get in. And he comes to the guard. He says, I want to get in. So the guard says to him, he's so trouble. He didn't want to let him in. So he says, I'll show you pictures. If you tell me what animals are in the pictures, I'll let you in. So I say, okay. So anyway, he shows him a picture of a snake. He says, what is that? And the junkie looks at it, and this is a snake. Oh, all right. He's happy, you know. Then he shows him another picture. He says, what is this one? And he showed him a tiger. He says, what is this? He looks at it, says, and there's a tiger. Oh, all right. Then he says, he pulls a picture of a kangaroo. He says to him, what is that? And the junkie looks. Then he says, oh, that's like a 40-year-old bunny.
Irene.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
And we're back. High Road is a version of Here Come the Sun done in the 70s by SA band named Hawk. Take your breath away, Mr. G. So, Mr.
Dave
G.
Dave Ornelas, Hawk, I remember.
Do you remember?
Very well, yes.
All right,
yes.
So we're going to put them most probably next month. So, it's going to be next show. Next show, we're only going to have it.
Thursday.
No, we're not going to be on Thursday. Are we going to be here?
Wednesday is Yom Kippur.
Wednesday's Yom Kippur, so I'm not sure if they're going to open. I'm actually not sure. Maybe on Thursday. Maybe we're going to be on Thursday. I'm not sure. Wednesday's Yom Kippur, so basically...
Is it Wednesday? Is it Tuesday night?
Tuesday night, Wednesday, and Wednesday night.
Okay, fine. Right. Thursday will be here.
Most probably will be here. He'll be here. We'll be here. Mirtze Hashem, we say. We'll be here.
We'll speak to the boss lady.
We'll speak to the boss, with the boss, the one upstairs. And yeah, so George, that was George Harrison with a very nice song. We want to say some, how's business going, by the way? Yeah. How's business going, Moshe?
Well,
it started.
I hope, you know, it will be more confidence. Let's see what's happening. You know, I'm very happy that they started now with the state capture.
Yeah.
At least somebody, people see that something is happening. Whatever it be the result, but something is happening. Hopefully somebody will come to book.
Yeah.
Something. So it gives a bit of a confidence that something is happening in the country, because otherwise everything was, everybody knew it was a well-known secret that it's happening, but nobody did nothing about it.
That's it.
So we'll talk about this. Let's see what will come out. Come, we'll
I think the feeling, there's a little bit of better feeling than before, and I think the media is doing worse than what it is. And I'm just going to say goodbye to you, all of you. I'm going to wish you all of you,
good fast.
Good fast. How do you call it? Good fast. Oh, well over the
well
fast.
Over the well fast. Over the fast. Yeah.
Well over the fast. Chatima tova. Gmar chatima tova. And guys, really enjoy yourselves and have a good time. What can I say?
We say it in English, a happy autograph.
I want to just say goodbye, and I'm gonna say goodbye with a beautiful song from Sting, Fields of Gold. So have a golden
week
time, weekend.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have fun, bye. Guys. Bye.